This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education, by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, New York City office landlord SL Green and renowned chef Danielle Boulud just announced a partnership on two new food and beverage concepts at SL Green's newest office development, 1 Madison Avenue. It brings together retail, wellness, and dining. So we are so delighted to have back with us chef and restaurateur Danielle Boulud, owner of several restaurants in New York City alone. He's got restaurants around the world. He's at sea. He is just everywhere.
Danielle, good to have you with us this afternoon. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me, and I'm well. I'm here at Le Pavillon at One Vanderbilt in my office in New York.
It's not a bad place to have an office. If you're hungry, I know where you could go. Hey, we love talking to you for so many reasons, and we're going to get to today's news in a few minutes. But first, I just want to get an update since we last spoke about the restaurant industry, and certainly your restaurants, cater to a certain segment. But what are you seeing in terms of prices, in terms of labor, and really in terms of the economy when you look out across the landscape right now?
Well, of course, we're all conscious that there has been, of course, an increase in price of supply, an increase in price of cost of labor. But we are, gradually and carefully monitoring the business and, of course, making sure that we always stay on the fair side for all the decision we make with price, and at the same time, never ever go for lesser quality in order to cope with maybe a better profitability. So on that side, we're very, very conscious that any activity such as inflation like now, it's a challenge, but we are very careful with it. And hopefully it stopped there soon.
I know, we all have our fingers crossed, Danielle. You know, when you were on with us last May, you said there was an incredible energy and excitement in New York City that hasn't been felt for years. We all felt it as people were coming back. And you said Manhattan continues to be active and that activity will grow as companies bring workers back to offices. Are you?
Yes.
Is it even better than May? And are you seeing signs that indeed people are back at work and they're doing either lunches or work dinners? You're seeing it
very much.
Okay.
We are very busy. I mean, Le Pavillon, for example, is open at lunch. We're in Midtown Manhattan, and we are very busy at lunch. But even in our amenity floor of One Vanderbilt, which have maybe an occupancy of 70% in the office right now, which 70% is a good number of people at the office, we can see that amenity floor packed at lunch. With people, so it definitely is stable. It's finding its stability. Now, I will say that the Thursday night, the old Friday night happy hours, let's go on weekend. We see sometimes that it's Thursday night more than Friday. So that means.
Yeah, we see that in traffic too. Tim and I always talk about it. Mondays and Fridays, it feel like
Friday's Eve is what they call it after all, Carol.
Exactly. Yeah. Friday night, like coming in the city, there's like nobody around.
Hey, Danielle, I'm wondering about holiday parties and what you're seeing this month with regard to holiday parties. Are we back to 2019 levels? Are we still seeing a little pullback? What are companies doing in terms of spend right now? What's your take?
It's hard to say, but we definitely sit down with everyone who want to do a party. And we have restaurants like on the Upper West Side, that Bar Boulud and Boulud Sud, that offer a much more affordable option for private events. And we have a lot of party there. We see that offices and things also like to cater party in their own office as well as holiday party. And of course, in Daniel, and we have our classic, our regular customer that do their event and still carry on doing those events. But I think overall, we are very happy with the way this year has been and how we're going to close the year. But next year, we're going to roll with a punch if we have to roll with a punch.
Well, does that mean recession? We've just spent the whole day, and we want to talk about, you know, your partnership and deal that you're doing or working together with SL Green. But we just heard from the big bank CEOs, David Solomons of Goldman and others, you know, Brian Moynihan of Bank of America, and they all seem to be a negative tone in terms of what to expect in 2023. Any signs, Danielle, that things are slowing down and that we maybe all are going to rein it in a little bit?
No, not now. Mm. And I think when, of course, we're going to see in New York City, we have the tourism, we have the business, we have New York City has a lot of rebounds, I will say, all the time for different purpose and different reason. But we are preparing, we are careful, and we are looking to, you know, of course, being accommodating and creative if we see that there is a little bit of a squeeze. But I think company will still have to entertain. Company will still have to do business. Mm-hmm. I mean, JP Morgan is building a 100-floor tower next door here. And they are full throttle on the building, and they are hoping to fill up that building with people. So I think I see the optimism, maybe, you know, not only for next year, it's hard to be optimistic, but definitely for the next 5 years, I think there'll be, maybe a turn now, and then we should see the straight line.
Danielle, you use the term creative, and I think that's a good way to describe the new concepts at SL Green's newest office development, 1 Madison Avenue. It brings together retail, wellness, and dining. Given the landscape that you just described to us and the news that you just announced this month along with SL Green, how did that go into planning these two new concepts?
Well, 1 Madison is in full, not only renovation of that corner of 23rd Street between Madison Avenue and Park Avenue, but is also building a tower above. And they have many high quality amenities for their tenant there. And they also, we're gonna also create together a market where there'll be counter dining, which counter dining is affordable, is delicious, is fresh, is to orders, but it is very much for a balance between, you know, fine quality ingredient done very simply. And we also, people can either eat in or they can buy and to go, take the to go food, or they can also buy food and make it at home. And I think we, with this option of offering in that neighborhood, I think it's going to be very welcome. And it's going to, certainly something like that can go through the high and low of the economy much better maybe than trying to build a 4-star restaurant.
I love this, Danielle. It sounds like strategy, right? You guys are thinking about maybe, you know, where's another part of the market you can go after? And it sounds like, as you said, maybe this is somewhat economic resilient. Is that was a big part of the push?
Very much. And also an opportunity in this neighborhood. You know, 23rd Street is really where business, midtown business meet downtown social. And I think the entire Flatiron district, it's a great district to be in, where you really want the locals to be able to come and you want the business to entertain and really bring also the tourists in New York, keep bringing tourists, giving them reason to come to New York and see us.
All right, we're going to have to leave it at that. So always a treasure when we get some time with you, Danielle. Good luck with everything, and we look forward to maybe checking in real soon once again. So good luck with everything. Chef and restaurateur Danielle Ballou, of course, you know his name and his restaurants.
Osage County, Oklahoma is getting a lot of attention right now. It's the setting of Martin Scorsese's latest film, Killers of the Flower Moon. The movie is based on a book about the 1920s Osage murders, when white men poured into Osage County and killed Osage people for their oil wealth. I'm Rachel Adams Hurd, the host of In Trust, a podcast from Bloomberg and iHeartMedia. For over a year, I was reporting a different story about other ways white people got Osage land and wealth, and how a prominent ranching family in Osage County became one of the biggest landowners here. Their ranching empire was built on land that at the turn of the century was all owned by the Osage Nation. So how'd they get it? Listen to the award-winning podcast, In Trust, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.